have to tell that day in the afternoon. Then have to have to be every day, shouldn't it? What's the story with your letters? Your letters is a consumption of different story. She's also two things. She's an Abba Tuna, from the year to Tuna the child. And she's also a Tuna in a bundle with a Mr. Kirk, from the year to have Tati Samitra. What's the story with his brother? She didn't go to your letters, she said your letters, she goes to baby boy, she's married to family, she goes to baby girl, she's married for 14 days. At the end of the time, she has to bring a cordon, so in that sense, she's like a brother. But she doesn't have to have any human opinion at all. In that sense, she's like an eagle. So if she's like an eagle, like a girl, so the rest of the world, she's not an eagle, not a girl, it's a different thing. It's three different things. There's an eagle, there's a brother, there's no matter, it's anyway. But the Kohen says, no. She may need that to go to Tishma. She has the same thing of an eagle. Even though she's half, the demon seems to be half eagle, half brother, the Kohen says, she may need that to go to Tishma, says the demon. Why not? She may know what all the demon are. Like your philosophy, whether you think of the legends, you say, yeah, love and evil, what's the difference? You know what all the demons are. So Rashi points this out, and the Gemara points out, not Rashi. Rashi goes to the same Gemara. The Gemara himself got started on the basis, and not himself, learns out from this part that there is another difference between an evil and a devil, which you cannot figure out from the system without this part, which you know you as well as the system. The other difference is that the leader, the herself lays a lot, has to wait till the night after the 7 days are up. Let's say she became a leader on Sunday, so in the first Shabbat, the Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, sometime the first year, so the first day of her leader is Sunday, and she remains a leader through Shabbat, and then she, the first time she can go to the mitzvah is going to be, take up the chadma on the first Shabbat. And we don't say mitzvah, they went to Kula, but then I tell you she can go to the mitzvah the morning of Shabbat, and it's only a certain amount of Rabbanim that she has to wait till Matzei Shabbos. And she's going to buy a Zogo, then I tell you, you say, you need to say, you need to say, the Zogo is the door, let me say, Zogo is in the midst of the morning of the 7th day of Shabbos. She's in the Zogo of Thomas, and you say, Zogo is in the midst of the morning, with the Zogo of Thomas, she has a Aliyah today, so she has to make a head to carry this afternoon. And then when I tell you, she can go to Mitzvah tomorrow morning, and the Rabbanim, she has to wait to go to Mitzvah tomorrow night. So that being that when I tell you, you say Mr. Kentukula, you should meet Kazalis in the morning, and that's the Mishnah in Megillah. You only say Mr. Kentukula Babelka. You don't say Mr. Kentukula Ba'er, Balayla. You don't say that if the woman is rather standard today, that she can go to the Mishnah tonight and she'll be behaved. It's the Mishnah in the end of Megillah that wouldn't have to do. She probably has credit even if she went to the Mishnah at night. You don't begin to say the same people until the morning of the next day. The morning of the last day. She can go to town in the morning of the one day. Only one day, and she can go to town in the morning of the 7th day. So the Gemara raises the question, what's the deal regarding your ledger? So the Gemara on the left line in Stephen, that's part of the day. And the governor said that he's going to be going to Kulo. And in Hebrew, you don't think it's going to pull out. The question is, what about your letter? So the guy who says, your thinker says, to me, he goes to Vesa Kishma. Your letter is new Kishma Nida. Your letter has basically a Tumas Nida as opposed to a Tumas Yoda. You don't think it's a third person. Down there, they think she's compared to the Nida with a little twist. You don't think she's compared to the Yoda with a little difference. She's basically a Nida with a little difference. It could well be that based on your doing, based on this understanding of the person, you may be able to raise a Tumas that the Tumas are alleged to basically a Tumas Nida, not basically a Tumas Yavra, that the Mishnah Nida has another doing. And the doing that Dam Koshi is Toho, is the perception of Yavra. But it's the perception of Nida that it's coming, that means the problem. Let's say a woman is pregnant for 9 months. And today, the normal things that a woman, when a woman is pregnant, she's misdirected dumb. She has no real dumb. The Gemara was also pretty common, but it wasn't as much as the Gemara is. Today, it's too much. It's extremely rare that a woman should have dumb during the 9 months of pregnancy. In today's Mishnah, it wasn't that rare. So let's say, the Mishnah talks about such a case. A woman is pregnant for 9 months, and she has her real dumb every month. Every month she goes to the mitzvah. Then the 9th month, she becomes a leader, she goes to the mitzvah. And then, after being a leader, she becomes a zayin. So there are two different things. The leader and the zayin are two different things. I would assume that everybody knows that she would explain what it is. The Torah has, we said, that the difference is all about what it is, what is a leader, what is a zayin. The leader is a woman who has a liyah zaman amokha, so her nose is bleeding, her skin is bleeding, that's not what it means. Has to be zaman amokha. Zaman amokha doesn't mean that there's an infection and the muscle is bleeding or something. Zaman amokha means that from the lining. From the lining of the amokha, zaman is coming and has to be from the body tapini, not from the body tapita. Bipartisan is generally seems to be further in care of the service. Bipartisan is the Hassan Feltan Shulu says that the demarcation line between the bipartisan and bipartisan is the Shinayim. The Shinayim in the Russian Agma means the service. Some of the Arabs think that an essay years ago in one of the volumes of Noam where he wanted to be Mechadish against the Hassan Feltan. That the demarcation line between the bipartisan and bipartisan is further in. Another institute. First it says deeper. And then when everybody's seen that, it's better. And that's the issue with that. Okay, okay, thank you. But the leading out his 40 pages that proved what he wanted to discuss, he had a shayla of Hamas, but leaving all that out, what do you mean? What do you mean that Dham has to go from the Bais HaChitzon, from the Bais HaChitzon to the Bais HaChitzon? And Dham from the Bais HaChitzon is not coming. There is no lining in the Bais HaChitzon. But the woman's body is abnormal. Today, I think something like 98 women who had warnings in the Bais HaChitzon because the mother took some kind of crazy medication. They were pregnant 30 years ago. And because of that, they gave birth to a baby girl in America only. They gave birth to this area. Okay. They gave birth to a baby girl who had this lining. What's the cause of lining? Endometrial lining or something like that.
Who?
Whatever, yeah, the Telepath Bodhi, the Hadani says nothing. Telepath Bodhi Shalala. So he says this bunch of things. Endometrial, yeah. So the, normally the lining ends before the cervix. Today there are some women who have the lining going all the way out into the testis cervix, all the way out into the vagina. So that's Halacha in the Mishnah. It was 1980. We need Halacha in the Mishnah that if the lining is outside and the body tachits on, and it's drops the blue, that doesn't happen. And David Mitchell never had such a thing. They never had such crazy medication. So women never had a lining all the way out there. That's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach kind of know, that the lining is inside and the demarcation in the Bais HaChitzon, Bais HaChitzon is somewhere further in the middle of all the lining. Doesn't it? She claims it doesn't correspond to anything that's there. That's the question. So how does the Tanai know that that's the Bais HaChitzon and that's the Bais HaChitzon? That's why everybody's seen that. So he backed out, he said, okay, the consensus is right, that the demarcation line is the cervix. Dham comes from Bais HaChitzon into the Bais HaChitzon. Dham, then I'm off, so then it's going to make the woman into a needle. So the woman is going to be a needle for 7 days. Then the following 11 days, after the 7 days of the woman became a needle, that's what Rashi HaKumish calls the year out of Yom, she was going to be a needle and a needle. Rashi HaKumish calls that because the Gemara calls it that. Rashi didn't call it that. So the mind, the very end of my second meeting, the last 2 blocks, learns out this din. The woman is only able to become a zavra if she has a real dam during that period of Yirah Yom Shabbat Nidah, Le Nidah. So if she's able to become a zavra, if she has only 3 days in a row, then she'll become a zavra the burden. She's already there in twice, she's in the team, and at the end she'll have to be in a partner when she becomes a herd. And if there's no Beit HaMikdash girl, she'll have to write down on a piece of paper that she has to bring her partner in the Beit HaMikdash before we go. And if she only has a real dam 1 or 2 days in a row, then she becomes what we call a Zavah Tzitano. And a Zavah Tzitano has to be Shemeret Yom to Neged Yom. It's not like a leader that she's Shemeret to 7 days, it's not like a Zavah that she needs to be seen. She only needs 1 day that's not here. So she's a Zavah Tzitano, she has a real dam in the middle of the year out of Yom, she's been using a leader to 1 day or 2 days in a row. So then she has to make a hefsikara that day in the afternoon, and she has to make a bika the next day, in the morning and in the evening, and if she wants to rely on the Zindarayt, she makes a bika in the morning, she says, look, she's full, and she goes to the mitzvah. And the mother says, no, let's start the mitzvah, and the Rabbana, the Shimon, and the Kana, the Shimon, by the way, goes around that, and we follow the Shimon, she says, that's the whole reason, the mother gives a reason why he made it there, so it's forbidden to be terrible in the morning. You have to wait till after the space of the Chavinam, and I tell you, do you think it's time to be too late? In the Rabbana, you don't go around. How did the Tanai know this story? 11 days, you look in the Chumash, where did you say anything about 11 days? You know, 11 days, 11 days, 7-11. It's the Raman sheet, everything is very honest. It's my pleasure, it's the Raman, and all of a sudden, how do you figure out this 3-11 sheet? It's the Raman sheet, it's 7-11, 7-11, with everybody. It says, when a woman is, let's say, 12 years old, the girl is 12 years old, so the first 3 years need to, so that's covered for the rest of her life, her calendar, to determine whether any time she has a year, it's going to make her into a Negro. It also depends on when her first year was. Whenever the first year was, so that's day number one, and the rest of her life, she's going to leave that. Maybe that's in so she has to know when the first year was. Whenever the first year was, normally around the age of 12, she would take a year or two, whatever. But then she'll become a Negro for 7 days, and the next 11 days she's able to become a Grover. The next 7 days she becomes a Negro. The next 11 days she becomes a Grover. She doesn't have, she has a re every 30 days, every 40 days, every 50 days. Some women have a re every 6 months, some women have a re every 2 or 3 years. So the mother says to tell me, she says, now I'm a Reuben, but I'm a Reuben. If the woman has a re every month, she can have a lot of babies. If the woman only has re once in a couple of years, then she's not going to be able to have too many babies. She doesn't have any re to go, she can't have any babies. Are you more restless? Yes, certainly. Can't have any children here at all. So the Rambam has this much with the other discernment. The Rambam understands that depending on when the first year that the woman had was, we determine for the rest of her life whenever a year will occur, will it make her into a leader or a brother, depending on the first year. The first year makes you into a leader for the first 7 days. And the next 11 days, if she'll have a year, then she'll become a brother. And the next 7 days after that, if she has an event, she'll become a leader. The next 11 days after those 7 days after those 11 days. So we don't have like that. Unless the Rambam says two exceptions to them. Unless you give birth to a baby. You give birth to a baby, then you have either 40 days in Malosa, 80 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. And after that Malosa is over, then you start all over again. If she has the first year, that's day number one in the history of the world. You go back to 7, 11, 10, 11, 11. You don't know what, so she has another baby. Or, the Rambam says, if the woman has a Beis Tavua, so then I don't say 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, 11, 11. I say, whenever the Beis Tavua turns out, I label that as day number one again. So it can be 7, 11, 7, 2, 7, 11, 7, 2. It can be 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, 8, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, 8, 7, 11, 7, 11, 8. But the Rambam is always, if she doesn't have a Beis Tavua, it's going to be 7 11 we live on board until she has a baby. At the end of the Malo, she's got to start again at 7 11. She has more than a 7 11 So whereas all the others saying in parenthesis period, they explain that that's more from a different page. The Rambam understood the times where they said, I think that there's some athletics in the Gemara. And the athletics in the Sidious is really an athletics at Hanoim. That's all been achieved in many Athenian prayers, the same event that the Athenian did this. The Rambam understood that Jewish athletics between himself and the other Rishonim is really an athletics at Hanoim. Where in the world did you do this idea of? So the Gemara in the very end of Masechet Nida has a machlokes of the accusation of Moshe ben Azariah, whether it's halacha l'Moshe Sinai or it's derived from the Pesukim. Halacha l'Moshe Sinai, reason? Halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Derived from the Pesukim, that's very hard. So the Gemara starts, where does he say anything about what he's saying? The Gemara works the whole drasha there. It says, he's seven, yamin, rabin, ami, dasha, mukhlok, some of the whole drasha. Drasha from the first part of it, I think. Part of it, I think, drasha. So if it's, if it's derived from a Sukkim, then it's the way all the Rishonim say that was that it's only the first 11 days following a Riyas Nida. Whenever a woman becomes a Nida, for 7 days she'll be a Nida, for the next 11 days she has the opportunity to become a Zavah, she'll have Dhamma. If she doesn't become a Zavah then whenever she'll have the Riyas, whether the next day, the next week, or 2 or 3 weeks, or 5 weeks, and that, whenever she'll have the next week, she'll become a Nida. The only time she can become a Zavah is the first 11 days, she has gone within the first 11 days following a Riyas Nidu, after the 7 days of an actual Riyas Nidu, not the theoretical modern 7 days. So the Rambam apparently held that that was a machlokes of sugyos, because there is one Gemara. There are many Gemara that say against the Rambam. There's one Gemara that says like the Rambam, sounds like it says like the Rambam. So the Rambam, the Achaim suggests, the Rambam must have understood that the machlokes of sugyos based on the machlokes of Tanyan, where the Shalom was in Sinai. Or it's based on the Pesukim. Based on the Pesukim, then it sounds like all the other Rishonim say that only the first 11 days
following the actual Riyas Nidre, then a woman is able to be Tama as well. And if Halacha Moshe Mishina, then you can have, then you don't know what Halacha Moshe Mishina was. So the Rambam took that other Gemara to imply that Halacha Moshe Mishina was 7-11, 7-11, 11. Fine. So that's Machlek is the Rambam and the Adushan. So let's go now in this case. The Mishnah has a din in the, and that's why the end of Nidre, the last member in Gemara Nidre is, why is that at the end of Masechet Nidre? Because the Gemara there is speaking about the Halacha of Moshe Mishina. So the Gemara there is talking about the Halacha of Moshe Mishina according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's speaking of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds there are a few demons there. Rabbi Akiva holds Darshan from speaking that Rabbi Akiva had a knack of being Derish Kol 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 just like Tanakh. You can look in the Tanakh and show you how every dinner of the Gemara appears there.
Every dinner in the corner can love you.
So Rabbi Akiva had such a push. He knew how to darshan everything from the Tanakh. Rav Mazaria took a lot of the dinners that Rabbi Akiva held where it took him with Russia. He said, no, must be a Talakh of Moshe Mishina. That's how the Gemara ends up. According to Rabbi Akiva, sometimes you have not seen him. The Rambam and the Talmud understood the Rambam by saying that the Rambam sounds and Yerach HaZot Rabbi Akiva says it. The state of the rights of the Kum only applies to the rights of the Kum. But the Dinder rights of the Talakh of Moshe Mishina would be the state of the Kum. That's how the Rambam sounds like he says in the Yad HaZakh, because the Mishnah says in the Torah that if you have a Mishnah, if you stop it, if the Mishnah had a blood cell or not, so it says the Mishnah is all the Kumna. Why? Because a blood cell is the right. So where does it say a blood cell on the Kumna? There's no possibility of a blood cell. So the Gemara seems to say that it's a lot of Moshe Mishnah. Because the Rambam says, and you go the Kumna, and it's a lot of Moshe Mishnah, because it's interpreted shot in the Kumna. The Rambam has to squeeze it. What's the problem? A lot of Moshe Mishina has been there, right? He said, you're the Kumar? I was told in the midst, and if you saw it, if you had a boy, he said, you know, I don't know. He said, you're the Kumar, what's the problem? The Rambam didn't say that. He said, you say this, a lot of Moshe Mishina is interpreting the passage that says, Rafa could call this all the time, I should call you forever, and the Kama, Sierra, Kafan, and a lot of Moshe Mishina, and then it's a boy, and so on. So the Rambam seems to imply over there, like the Ramban took him to say that if it would have been, if the old man Mishra would have been our local Moshe Mishina, it wouldn't be written in the Kumash at all, and the state would be the Kumash. But because of the institution of Mishra appeared in the Kumash, just the Shiurim of the Mishra, our local Moshe Mishina, Shiurim, Chatzitz Mishra, our local Moshe Mishina, so a Shiur, our local Moshe Mishina, the Dinnah, this in the Kumash, you draw the Kumash. But a whole Dinnah, our local Moshe Mishina, you draw the Kumash. That's how the Rambam seems to have understood the Jews not to the Kumash, the Kumash, the Kumash. The Ramban takes it that the Rambam understood like that. That all of the books are from Halacha Moshe Mishina. The Chumash only says that all applies to the very heart and attacks in Kodesh Mach. All of it is only written in Chumash and Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says at the end of the first verse in Kiddushin that all applies to Kutzlach from all the mitzvahs, like Luis Boares, from all the agricultural mitzvahs, all of and Kodesh are the only two. The Mishnah says, Kutzlach, all of Achonis. These are the only two that apply in Kutzlach. So the Mishnah says that all of Kutzlach is Halacha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Amora, and what does that mean? Regarding Chodesh to Kutzlach, that's Machlokes Hatanah. But Chodesh to Kutzlach is the right of the Rabbanah. Regarding all of Kutzlach is a Machlokes Amora, and the Gemara in the end of the first verse in Kiddushin, what the meaning of the Mishnah is going to be, all of Kutzlach is Halacha. But it means Halacha to make the Sinai, and the way Halacha means the Hilchot Medina, that is coming to the Rabbanah. So the Rambam writes, and the Gemara says that even if you should assume that all of the Kutzlach is Halacha Moshe Mishina, I still say that Sof is all of the Kutzlach is Munda. So the Ramban in the Seiza Mishnah understood the Rambam as having said that the reason why Sof is all of the Kutzlach is assumed, even if you should assume that it's Halacha Moshe Mishina, is because Sof is Halacha Moshe Mishina is always a Kutzlach. Or Halacha Moshe Mishina is taking a Kutzlach. And that's indeed what the Rambam writes back in the Yarech HaZot about the Shiur of the Mitzvah. There's no reason why Sofik HaRam says what we make to say that the Shiur on the Dinah is written in the Chumash. But if it would have been a Sofik on a real Halacha Moshe Mishina, he would go to Kul on it. And the Rambam doesn't like that. He thinks that Sofik all of the Kutlos is the Kul, even if you all get a Halacha Moshe Mishina, the local didn't hear the Kul. The pastor did like the Rambam. Yes, he says that the whole thing is balamite. It doesn't exist. He says that only applies to Orlo. It doesn't apply anywhere else. Every other halacha making the Sinai is treated, great halachim, the same as any other dindi arrangement. Even the Rambam, it's hard to say that the Rambam understood the Gemara to say the Sefer Torah of the Chutz La'aretz is Yekula is because of halacha making the Sinai. Every Sefer halacha making the Sinai is Yekula. Very difficult because we know that Sefer Torah of the Chutz La'aretz is Yekula even to a greater extent than Sefer Rabbanu Yekula. You don't even have to try to check to find out at all. The Ran is the end of the first session tradition on the list. The Ran on the list points out. The Alpha Dog of Hitler is more hacker than anything. The Khan of Rashman has a whole idea for some reason. It comes from a different view. So how can you derive from that topic, every topic of Alpha Moshe Mishina is included? Very difficult. But anyway, the Rambam, Yarach HaZot, it sounds like he said what the Rambam took in the same. Not necessarily that he's deriving it from all of. It sounds like no, but it's not a halacha mosh mishina with me. So that may be one afternoon. The other afternoon is whether it's halacha mosh mishina or a We just don't know when she ate from Zelka that she's a leader, when she lowered from Zelka that she's a Zelka. But that's how Lachan Rosh Mishnah has to figure out the detail. So there is a Mishnah, in the middle of Midah, the middle of the night Kutin, where the Mishnah has a halacha. What's the din if a woman is pregnant? And then, let's say in the ninth month, and 9 months she becomes a Nida, and then she goes to the Mikveh, and then she has another year within the year Alakyam Shebeli, the Lanida, and she becomes a Zavah. And then, right after she becomes a Zavah, she gives birth to the baby. Mm-hmm. So she gives birth to Zavah, she goes to Zavah, and she gives time to Shibni Kinyah, and she gives birth to her baby. So she'll be a letter to go. She needs to go. She's got to be a letter to go. She has to have Shibini Kim. So she has to wait till all the down end there for the baby was born. And she has to start counting the Shibini Kim. Normally you don't begin to become a leader before you count the Shibini Kim. And that's how most of the Rishonim hold. Let's say a woman became a Zogah. A woman had a leader 3 days in a row and the Yud Alkiyam Shibini Kim was a leader. Because she had down day number 9, 10, 11. Days 9, 10, 11, she became a Zavon Zola. And she didn't begin to count Shibini Kiyah, and she has Dan on day number 12. So the Rambam has a machlokes, it's all the other Rishonim, what to do in such a case. So the Rambam says that the Dan that she sees on day number 12 is already Dan Nido. She just became a Nido with that Dan. And she's still a Zavon from before. And all the other Rishonim say that that cannot be, that there are several Gemaras that say explicitly that the, once the woman became a Zavon Zola, she remains a Zavon she. She's not able to become a Nido until after she will have her Shibini Kim. That's the machlokes, the Rambam and all the time. There are two machlokes in between the Rambam and all the other Rishonim regarding the Yud Alakiyam Shibini Nido and Nido. The Rambam teaches that in the first day she has a real good chance 7, 11, 7, 11, 11, 11, unless she gives birth to a baby or unless she's Kazaya Vetter. And all the other Rishonim say it's not true. Only the first 11 days following the 7 days of Yud Nido is she able to become a Zoba. And then the second machlokes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim is, all things seem to be unrelated machlokes. And the second machlokes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim is, as the woman became the daughter of the very Lord because she had, let's say, a real dam, I think number 6, 7, and 8. And she has to count to the beginning. So she starts 9, 10, 11, and then on day number 12, she has a real dam. So all the Rishonim say, based on several Gemaras, that dam was placed in the middle of the Shibini Kiyah. But since she didn't finish her Shivani Kim yet, that Dam will not make her into a Nida, because she didn't yet get rid of her 2 months Zivah. She only is able to become a Nida again after she counts her Shivani Kim to get rid of the Zivah. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam says the 11 days are over, so whatever Dam she has now is a Nida. even though all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, there's one case where they do agree with the Rambam. The woman will let it go. It says the woman became a Zavah Gedola. And then instead of having a Riyaz Dam, she gives birth to a baby. But baby you can't shlug up. A Riyaz Dam, you can delay a him, you can delay a hair. So the other Rishonim say, if the woman has a Riyaz Dam after the she became a Zavah Gedola, she didn't count she didn't seem yet, but the Yud Aleph Yom HaRav, and then she has a Riyaz Dam, so all the Rishonim leading out the Ram. And what the Rishonim say, that dam is not labeled as dam, neither that dam is labeled as dam zivah, because Kozman Shigi finished a Shivani Kinyan, so the Yimei Zivah are extended. I open up the Yud Aleph Yom. She's going to be more than Yud Aleph Yom Shibay Midah LaMidah. She will remain in the status of Yimei Zivah up until the time that she completes her Shivani Kinyan. And only then can she begin to become a Midah. But even those who say, all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, have to admit that she has a baby. So the baby can't say that the baby is not going to make it into a Midah. The baby is a baby. You can't say the baby is a Zav. It says in the Chumash that a baby makes it to a Midah as well as a Tishma. She becomes a Midah, but you know she didn't count as being a Midah. That's the only one exception to the rule according to all the other ones. Doesn't like that. So then she called your letters to go, and she has to make a Chesed, and she didn't see him. Sometimes after the baby is born. So then the Gemara has an afflicted Abai the Rabba, what to do? It's a very uncommon shot, really, will come up. What to do if a woman gave birth to a baby, let's say a baby grew up. If she's tamei for 14 days, even if it's a lady yivetzer, even if there's no dam at all. The woman is tamei 7 days, if it's a boy, even if it's a lady yivetzer, a dry lady with no dam at all. The reason when a baby is born, there are buckets full of dam. So to tell you as a theoretical thing, even if there's no dam at all, the woman becomes tamei for 7 days if it's a baby born, and if the baby grows, she becomes tamei for 14 days. So the Gemara has an achleishik abayza rabbe, what if, let's say, it's a baby girl, and she stops having dam within the 14 days, and let's say she can make the deepest shivani kiyan in the middle of the 14 days. That's called a yoledet in the middle of the yomei tumah. She's not having any riyas in the middle of the yomei tumah. She wants milk, and those days be over for shivani kiyan, but she was a yoledet dissolved. She was dissolved from before she gave birth to the baby, and she loved his tikkun lino shivani kiyan, and she had a baby. So she still has to count shivani kiyan. She has to wait 7 days or 14 days, depending on if it's a boy or a girl, before the 7 and the 14 are out. She can't have to tell them because she had rid of the tumah yoledet. But then, in addition to waiting the 7 and the 14, she also has to count Shivani Kiyan for the Zivah. She didn't finish her Shivani Kiyan yet. She didn't begin the Shivani Kiyan yet. But she has to count the Shivani Kiyan yet. And then in my place, I buy the love, and you kill two birds with one stone. You may lay Gopta, She'ena, Roya Bahan, the 7 or the 14 days of Tumah. That's called you may lay Gopta, She'ena, Roya. She doesn't have any dumb. Are they old and the Spirit Zivosha? Can they count for the Shivani Kiyan or not? That's a machlokes abayi v'rovin. And that's the famous machlokes abayi v'rovin, because Rashi says that that's the lamed of Yalkizam. Rashi says that that's the lamed of Yalkizam, but they are oilers. Because he's all the poodle, that's abayi that is oilers. But he found it to be this Rashi, and he says, well, that the lamed of Yalkizam is something that oilers, and about left behind him, they're oilers. And here it is like the other lechuma, that it's not oilers. If you made those dots and say that they are not out of the food as you lost them, you cannot kill two birds with one son. You have to wait till the 7 days or the 14 days are up, and then I just begin to count the Shivani Kiyan for the Ziva from before. He said it backwards, excuse me. But then it comes to that, the Lamed is made of dots. That's because there's nothing in there. Rashi Olov says that. Rashi Olov says that the Lamed is less than the male, and the person says it's not true. The first says, when a woman becomes a Zavah because she had 3 years and 3 consecutive days in Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Midah LaMidah, then she has to count Shivani Kiyan. Before she counts Shivani Kiyan, if she has a Riyah, even though the 11 days are up, that Riyah is labeled as a Riyah Zivah. She doesn't return to Yemei Midah until after having Shivani Kiyan. And the first machlokes, which seems to be unrelated, is the other is trying to say when a woman can only become a Zavah, she has a Riyah Zam in the 11 days that follow immediately after a Riyah Midah. The woman had a Riyah Midah, she became a Midah for 7 days. But then the next 11 days she may become a Zavah. But let's say she doesn't have dam in those 11 days, she has a week later, or a week later, or a week later, a week later, whenever the next year will be, it's going to be a Midah, not a Zavah. The Rambam says no. Whenever she has the first Leo, we already set her whole calendar for the rest of her life. 7-11, 7-11, Leo is on board. According to the Rambam, let's say the woman has a Leo. If the woman has a Leah 3 days in a row in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom, she don't need them. Leah 1 second. There's Leah 1 second, not 3 days. To become a Nido, you don't have to have 3 days.
She has to wait 7 days.
Whether or not she has done all 7 days, irrelevant. Then the next 11 days following the 7 days after an actual V.S. Nidus, the next 11 days, she's able to become a Zogo. If she'll have done during those 11 days. If she has 2 days in a row, she'll be a Zogo Zogo. If she has less than 3 days in a row, she'll be a Zogo Zogo. And after those 11 days are up, if she didn't have any V.S. then, whenever the next year will be, it's going to be a Nidus, not a Zogo. And the Rambam says not so. Depends whether it's going to be in the next 7 days, or the next 11 days, or the next 7 days, or the next 11 days. Also, we easily assume that these are two unrelated machlokes of Rishonim. The Brisker Rav and the Shiurim on Erchin and the first Perek on Erchin points out that in his opinion, he thinks that these are related machlokes. He thinks that they're machlokes. The Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether he says 7-11 or long voice, or if the woman became a Zavah Bebelo because she had to be years in a row, and then she didn't count to be king, she had to become. Neither she has a year outside the 11 days, and you say, no, 12 months, she didn't count to the team. She's still in the middle of the Menjiva. You open up the Menjiva, and it's going to be longer than 11 days. So the Brisker Rav thinks that these two are the precursors. How exactly are they the precursors? So he says, well, the Chumash says in the end of Parshas Torah that a Neither is when she has a year done the Esnidah, normal time. And a Zavah is when she has a year done below Esnidah. The Machleke and the Halacha Mansi Mishina, the Yir Alef Yom, the Tzukim, whichever it is, all about the Bosh Nazari, the Halacha Mansi Mishina, I can't tell you the Tzukim, so whatever it is, it's still there. When is it called Eish Nidot, and when is it called Lo Eish Nidot? So the Bishra Rav says, he thinks that it's a fundamental Machleke, the Rambam against everybody else, regarding this issue of Eish Nidot versus Lo Eish Nidot. The Rambam Shita is, you have to be Tavera, when it's Eish Nidot. You have to make a schedule when it's Eish Nidasa. Whenever it's Eish Nidasa, then it's Nidasa. Whenever it's not Eish Nidasa, anything other than Eish Nidasa is going to be Zogah. And you have to turn and hold it in first. Because there, when is it low Eish Nidasa? Whenever it's not low Eish Nidasa, then it may be Eish Nidasa. Not that you have to have the Eish Nidasa to become Nidasa. In order to qualify as Zogah, you have to have the Nidasa below Eish Nidasa. So he says, that's the machlokes. So the other term, whenever the woman has a riyah, it makes her a nidah, unless it's a specific time of low Eish Nidasa, namely the first 11 days following the 7 days of an actual riyah, dam nidah, so those 11 days are labeled as low Eish Nidasa. If she has a riyah then it's a zavah. And if it's not then maybe she's going to be a Nidah. It's not that in order to become a Nidah, it has to be the Eish Nidah. In order to become a Zogah, it has to be below Eish Nidah.
The Yom Afternoon, I don't remember.
Yeah. When it's ready, all this is over and after the routine. When it has to be the routine, then it has to be the regular. It has to be the routine. The routine has to be the routine. That's being rejected. That's counted all 7 all over again. It's counted 6, and then she has a baby. So all 6 go down again. Just to start counting after the baby is born, either after the 7 or 14 days. But I've been in Shama in the middle of 7 or 14 days, referring to Rashi, it's a Yom in Tahori. She can, if you have to count all 7, you make Yom in Mekim all over again. Yeah, you more learn without the Mishnah, learn without the Mishnah, but you have to have 7 days of this.
The calendar, and therefore, no matter what the Messiah is with the woman, barring two exceptions, he said the calendar
the physical calendar establishes the calendar, but on the other short moment, it's not a physical calendar. So therefore, this is shows that this diamond he saw during the recitation, he shows that it was physically part of the diamond he saw.
That's an effectual reason. That's what I've always said. World's answer. So again, there's a din in the Mishnah. There's a din in the Mishnah that if the, let's say, the woman became a Zavra, the woman had a real zivut before she, right before she gave birth to a baby. How did she have a real zivut? So let's say the regular sheep, the way all the Rishonim have learned, she had a regular real dam nidus in the ninth month, and then after the 7 days of nidus were up, then she had real 3 days in a row. That's in the next, in the period of the next 11 days, and that made her into a zavut gadol. And then she gives birth to a baby. Then she has a baby. So the Mishnah says that if she gives birth to the baby right after having a real zivut, so dam, that dam is called dam koshi. Koshi means labor. That the woman goes into labor right after she had the real dam zivut and she gives birth to a baby, so then the dam koshi will be tohor. If the koshi was in the middle of Yimei zivut, but if the koshi is in the middle of Yimei nidah, then she will be declared as Tamea from the time that she had the dam. She's a Nida. The Gemara is often speaking like that. That Koshi in the middle of Yemei Nida is Tamea, and Koshi in the middle of Yemei Ziva is Toha. When you saw the Shat Night, you don't know that it's going to be Koshi. She has dam now. And it looks like she just became a Zavra, and then she has a baby later. So you say, since she has a baby later, it's very little enough there that the dam that she just had before was dam koshi, and dam koshi the name he goes to. So why in the world should that be so? What? That's koshi. No longer that on the koshi. That koshi said he made zizo tahela, and koshi said he made nido tomato. What could the koshi possibly be telling us? So it could be the following. There is a machloike tatanoim, three different opinions among the tanoim. How soon after the dam zivo that you have to have the baby to declare that dam that she has, the may zivo related to the baby, and therefore it was told her that the dam turned in the middle of the may zivo. How soon does it happen?
Well, it's 7 days.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. None of the Tanaim say that. I think there are four opinions. Different opinions in Tanaim. I don't know why. Nobody says that. The one Tana says 24 hours. If the baby is born within 24 hours of the real dam, and the dam was dam zivo, then that's called dam koshi, the name zivo so. The other Tana says not 24 hours. Laila by Yom Kilele Shabbat Yomo. Has to be on the calendar, according to the Jewish calendar, has to be on the same day. If she gives birth to the baby on the same day that she had the Riyat Ziva, and the same day is not measured by 24 hours, but rather by the later Shabbat Yom. Like the Jewish calendar goes as Hayom Halach Afar Alayim. And the other time, another time, it says even if it's 2 weeks later, even if the baby is 2 weeks later, as long as she had labor pains now, and she had the Riyat Ziva, and the other time it says even 40, 50 days later.
Right.
So the Tosafot of Rashi says it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. If she had the dam a minute after Tosafot Shachavim last night, and the baby was born a minute before she today, it's 23 hours, 23 and a half hours later, so it is related. That's called Dam Koshi. And she has the Dam Koshi be made leave a minute before the Shia, and she has the baby is born a half an hour later after the Sefer Tehavim, it's not. So the Sefer Tehavim, how can it be? That was within a half an hour and it doesn't relate, and this is within 23 hours and it doesn't relate. So the Sefer Tehavim says, that's right, it's a Machlechis HaTanayim, how the medicine works. Machlokes HaTanayim, whether the dam was related to the labor or not, one time it says it doesn't depend on 24 hours, it rather depends on the Jewish calendar. It's a little strange.
It depends on the body.
It depends on the body, that's the time. So one could perhaps suggest that these two Tanoim hold a different voice. Perhaps along the lines that we started before, that a Yoledet has a tumor which is basically a tumor tumor. You know, it's half like Nida, half like Zavro. It's not a third thing, half Nida, half Zavro. So he says, she may need a relationship with the tumor tumor. And if she became a Zavro first, and then she gives birth to a baby, she becomes a Nida, both in the same day, one after the other, and one day, Tokyo Method is a serious tumor, serious rears, that the Tanoim darshan from the pasuk that that's the parasha that starts with the statement. On the very same day, the woman first became a nida, then she first became a zava, then became a nida, so it can't be. So the baby was a baby. Baby, you can't straight up to say that the baby made it into a zava. There is no yoledet that becomes a zava. Every yoledet becomes a nida. So they'll say the rear from before, in this regard, the rear was a dumb coaching and so on. But if the rear was the main nidoso, so she became a nida before, and then she's monstrous to become a bigger nida later. When she has a baby, this is nida, that's nida. That's not a part of the classic thing. But to be clear, at first she became a zavro. The rear was the main nidoso, and then later on she becomes a nida when the baby is born. So perhaps that's what the drosh is telling you, that would constitute the part of the Shastrian tumors, if the two tumors are supposed to begin on the same day. What's considered the same day, Alpi Halacha, is not that it's a question in the sea, is how far back can you attribute the Riyaz Dam to the Koshi, to the labor pain of having the baby? Were the 24 hours before, or only on the same day, the later Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Because the Rosh Rebbe is, how can it be that there's a medical consideration? Because the medicine goes according to the calendar, medicine should go according to the body. But perhaps the whole issue is a halachic issue. The Haim is to use the Riyaz, because you have in another area of halacha, you have a Mishnah and Davin, but there's a machlokes with other tanoim, not the same, not the same. You have a machlokes with other tanoim, there is such a concept. That two riyas on the same day cannot be a tie to the sasri. A man can't become both some cases he cannot become both a zav and a balkeri on the same day. If he was first a balkeri, then he becomes a zav on the same day. So I'll declare that the second riyas didn't make him into a zav. What's considered the same day is like a machlokes with other tanoim there. But it's within 24 hours, or it's within Yom Ha'af or Yom Ha'af. So it could be that similar to that machlokes, which is the machlokes over here, by the koshi, by the dam koshi, the main viva is tohar, the main viva is tamid, because a yoledet has a too much nida. So nida is not a tie to the sasa, but zavra nida is a tie to the sasa. And it's only a tie to the sasa if the two years are maturis. And when they're maturis, it's on the same day. And what's the definition of the same day for the purpose of producing years? The third that's an aflegi satananda, it's between 24 hours of Shilele Shabbat Yama. It is a fascinating aflegi satananda, Shama Yitu, also in the middle of Nida. Regarding the nature of the 7 days and the 33 days, or the 14 days and the 66 days, so the Shama takes the Tosik literally. That's how I would have done it. It's divided between 7 and 33 and 14 and 66. And the Tilo, whom we talk to, I say that that's not the term. That you wouldn't have a Malosa 40 days or a Malosa 80 days. It's the boy is 40 days and the girl is 80 days. And the 7 days that you make to him is a minimum. It's not always going to be 7 and 33. Sometimes it'll be 10 and 30. Sometimes it'll be 20 and 20. Sometimes it'll be 30 and 10. Sometimes it'll be 39 and 1. Why? The Yom is really Kali Rahman. The Shammai say, the Yom is Kali Rahman. After the 7 or 14 days are up, so we make him Arab, and now he enters into the Neitoha. Even if you go to the Mishnah, you have to go to the Mishnah in order to be in the Kali Rahman, in order to be Tahora. But I declare that he made Tuma Arab. And the Kuru declare, no, that he made Tuma, not up, and then she goes to the Mishnah. You have to have Yom and Tuma. That's an Afkamina. They both agree you have to go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah has an obscure Nafkamina, a very obscure Nafkamina. I mean, the time comes up with a big juicy Nafkamina, a major Nafkamina, that we don't follow. I mean, the time made life very difficult. In the days of the Bali Atosis, the Sita Mikubetis court that they used to follow, and all the friends and gentlemen, they followed the Abin Atam Kumis, that he came up with based on this. That he passed in our local life, we passed in like before, but the other is really Kali Rahmana, that it's not that the rest of the 7 or 14 days are up, so you may tumma are up. You have to have the only which we are. So you may tumma are not up until you go to the Mishnah.
Isn't that all my food is in Tumma?
Yes. The Tilalamot, this is one of the few instances where the Tilalamot is more Machmer than Lei Shammai. They say that the Yimei Tumah are not up yet. And the Mishnah gives you a very slight Machmer, and it doesn't, it's not really relevant to Zman Azer. About the Tam, when in the Mishnah, you don't have all of the Zman Azer, it's not relevant, and the Rabbein Tam comes up with a more major Machmer. The Mishnah is in the truth, it's Tadim. What if a woman has a lot of babies, and she has to be in a cordon of letters for each and every baby that she has, unless she has twins. But then she only has to bring one cousin. So the twins, the triplets, the quintuplets, whatever happens to be, she only brings one cousin. What happens if the woman is not still large, the woman lost the baby, so she also has to bring a cousin, provided that she was mubarak for more than 40 days, and there was a turut avlad. The turut avlad begins to become developed in the early days after the 40 days, for the second day, for the third day, for the second day, soon after the 40 days of life. The doctors have pictures of what the babies look like. Every time, they don't only an inch by an inch at that time. It would be monitored. That's far less monitored after 40 days. And then the doctors have pictures where the turut avlad develops on the 41st or the 42nd day, like a certain in the month. So the Mishnah has again, what happens if a woman gave birth to a baby and then she became pregnant right away? How did she become pregnant right away? She had the din of a nida for 7 days or 14 days, so the husband violated the nida. He's not allowed to be with his wife. That day. So since we said that for 45 days, she has to bring a kovnia letter on the second, she should have, Machara has to brought a kovnia letter for the second baby, so the Mishnah says not so. That since the second baby was born, it was born dead, it was born after a pregnancy of 45 days, since the second baby was born in the middle of the malos of the first baby, because the malos of the first baby is 80 days. Malos of a boy is 40 days, malos of a girl is 80 days. So since the second baby was born in the middle of the malos of the first baby, so the, you don't have to bring a second person. And then there's a shaila, what if you can ascertain that the second baby that she lost was a baby girl? Well, that's okay. Now they can ascertain, no, with the chromosomes. They will listen to how that happened. But let's say you can ascertain that the second baby that she lost after a 45-day pregnancy was a baby girl. So she has the whole Yimei Tumah and Tara. So she doesn't bring a carbon for the second baby because it was born to a loss of the first baby. But she still has Yimei Tumah and Tara for the second baby. So she has another loss of 80 days. And let's say, again, she becomes pregnant again in the middle of the 80 days. And then she's mopped another blood after 45 days. So the second vlad that she was matil, which is the third baby that she had within 2 months, the second and third she was matil, they were dead, they were born dead. So the third one was born within the 80 days of the second vlad, but it was
only when you do it. So if you need more than 40 from the first point,
the first time she had a baby girl, bouncing baby girl. Then she has 80 day malos. The 80 day malos, she has to wait 14 days to go to mitzvah. Okay, we live with all that. She waits those in mitzvah after 14 days, she becomes pregnant again. Day number 14, she becomes pregnant. Then she, after 45 days, she loses the baby. That's still in the middle of the 80 days. Then that baby that she lost after 45 days, the doctors figured out somehow that is a baby girl. And it's going to turn out to be a girl, not a boy. They checked the chromosomes, they found that it was going to be a girl, not a boy. And then, so she doesn't have to bring another cousin for that. But for that baby that she lost, let's say it's not in the middle of nowhere. Now she just has a woman with not full of body after 45 days of pregnancy. She has to make two women. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. This side is a machlokes hatanoim in addition to increasing. The second baby is not machayev in a separate cousin. You only have to bring one party for the both babies, the first and the second. It's a question whether you can bring it. The Rambam says he can't bring it. The Rambam says that she, just like the Yoledet, can't bring a carbon in the middle of the 80 days. She has to wait till the 80 days are up. So what if she's now holding in the middle of another Leda? Another Malos. The Rambam says she has to wait till she's after all the Malos. You can't bring the carbon Yoledet in the middle of a Leda. I think the Rambam disagrees. I'm not looking at the Rambam and the Rambam. She only has to wait till after the Malos of the 40, the 80 days of that baby which she was described to bring the carbon from. Well, she has to wait until after all the Malosin happened to be over. So here there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. The second baby that she had was an Eshon. She was only pregnant for 45 days. So that baby, since there was a pregnancy of over 40 days, and there was a Tzuras HaVladika there, but she has an Eshon in Eshara, but she doesn't have to bring a second carbon for the second baby. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. What if she's going to be Machlekes the third baby within the 80 days of the Malosin of the second baby? The second baby has a Malosin of 80 days. For two of the Tara purposes, so do you say, but the second baby does not have a Malos the Gabi carbon because the second baby was not Machai in the carbon? Or you say, no, the second baby has a Malos the Gabi two of the Tara, so it has a Malos the Gabi carbon also. It's just that it's not Machai the separate carbon. It's one clear carbon for the first and the second baby together. So that's the Machalaki Sakana, the Judah and the Rabban, and the Mishnah Creek. Whether she tried to bring a carbon for the first baby, which she was not within the 80 days of the Malos of the second baby, but it's after the 80 days of the Malos of the first day. Machlokes HaTanoim, very interesting Gemara, very interesting. Make calculations. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim that's quoted in Bishan and Bishil, have a Machlokes HaTanoim. The first half, quoted the first half in Shochem. What's the din? It's a woman, this kind of a story, the woman gave birth to a baby girl. And then she goes to the mikveh after 14 days, then she becomes pregnant again. And then she loses the pregnancy not in the middle of the 80 days, she loses the pregnancy after the 80 days are up. After the 80 days are up, so she has to bring a separate carbon for the first baby and a separate carbon, your letters for the second baby, two sets of carbon, two kinim. So your letters has to bring a con, if she can't afford. She can afford, she brings a behemoth or not. If she can't afford it, then she brings two of them. So what happens if she was not till early on payala? She lost the baby the night after the 80th day was up, but before before the Yom Pe'alef came. So she cannot, Lemaisa, she cannot bring the carbon until Yom Pe'alef. You can't bring carbonic balayla. But the Malos is over when it comes to Pesach Tochavim of the 80th day. So that's the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Tzilo. The Malos is over, Lagabi Tumu Vitare. Should I say that who had the nominee? Malos is over, Lagabi Korbonis. It's one and the same Malos. Whatever the Malos is over, the Tumu Vitare, it's over for the Korbonis. Or you say, no, but since she wasn't Yotso, the Shor Hari, the Havi Tok Korbin, she can't begin to bring the Korbin Ayolet until the morning of the 81st day. So even though the Malos of Tumu Vitare is over, I say the Malos Lagabi Korbin Ayolet is not over yet. The Malos Lagabi Korbin Ayolet is not yet over. It sounds like a machlokes whether you assume that the malos with tumah v'tahara and the malos with korban have to be identical, or you can split between the two. The third, that sounds a little bit like the machlokes we had before, the machlokes HaTanan Reviewed in Rabbanon. By the third baby that was born within the malos, the second baby that was born within the malos of the first baby, and the third was after the malos of the first baby, but within the malos of the second baby. So the second baby certainly has a malos with tumah v'tahara. Because the second baby also have a malos for carbonus. Can you say that there's a malos for tumah v'tahara without a malos for carbonus or not? Sounds that it should be a little related. I don't think the Gemara ever relates to it.
The
only
stays over there by carbonus on a right of Bar Yom. And therefore, we should appear from the Talmud name. You should include the value that they are as part of the community. There's two subjects you have in the name, however, you have to.
It's an interesting point. So let's say the baby was born at night. So the Malos with Karbonis would end earlier. Huh? Let's say the baby was born at night. Half of the babies in the world are born in the daytime, half of the baby is 50-50, no? Half are born in the daytime, half are born at nighttime. So the, I should say the Malos for Tumah V'tahara begins at Seisach Kuchavim. Yeah, I don't know about that.
So
the malos has to start from the later. What are you going to say? The later is at night, so the today, the morning is going to be the next day. So you can't say that.
Okay.
So what's the difference? If I say that, if I say that, you have to say over here that you don't have a carbon yet. We're discussing the chiyuv carbon. So the chiyuv carbon depends on the malos is over. The malos is, you have to figure out on her. When the malos is over, the malos is over, the gabi tum is at Metzoy, at Seisach Kuchavim at the end of the 80th day. But she cannot begin to bring the Tzavon in your letters till the morning of the 81st day. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael, what's the status of all the Yom Tayalas? I'm a pelis all the Yom Tayalas, but if it's Chayav, it's two Korbanos on one Korban. Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael, and the first Dachin, Torah has all the Dinim of the Metzor, then it has about Taharas on the Torah. So the Torah has that with respect to Taharas on the Torah, the Rakaf Lam Yisrael has seen upon Chayot Shehorot, Rashi quotes from the Torah Sohan, the Gemara also, Chayot Shehorot, Chayot Prat Yisrael, so Shreif Ein Achai, and Shehorot Prat Yisrael Tomei. You cannot take eagles, you cannot take a movement of a bird. So the Maram is proud in his commentary on Chumash, in his commentary on Rashi, that's called Gurari. He asks, why does Rashi write over here, Chayot, Prat Le Trey Fos, Losh and Rabin, and Tohorot, Prat Le Yof Tomei, why doesn't he write Prat Le Ophos Tomeiim? Shiloh. So the Lagush says it doesn't bother him at all. The Lagush has a commentary on the Ophos Rabin. It's the Chacham Rabbi Mizrach is all on the same thing. Who says he has a good chance? The Chacham Rabbi Mizrach says, no, it's a Givaldi good chance. I don't know, it doesn't turn me out. Givaldi good chance. Why is it Givaldi good chance? Because if you look in the Torah Kehanin, it has them both in plural. It says, Chayot Prat of Shreifah, Sahara Prat of Meo. So he says, that's the Gurari of Kasha, what the Maharam Prat is. Why did Rashi change the Lashon of the Torah Kehanin? Still doesn't get me close to that. Anyway, but he has an interesting answer. Shlomo Levin has an interesting answer. But he says, what do you do with the Satan form Chai Sahara? One of them is Shefi, one of them is going to become a Tzipa HaMashulachas, one is going to become a Tzipa HaShkuka. Is Shkuka Chal on an eagle? Shkuka is only Chal on a Kosheret. Shkuka is Chal on a Trefa. If he sets a nice Trefa, it's in the time of David Zayla. It's also the Shambi Yosabakira, but the Shkik is Kalan, because even in Shikos Rashi, they quote them, when you share the Bahim and you know in advance that it's a traitor, that you say a block, we pass him, you don't get a block, if you know in advance that the Bahim is a traitor, and you want to share the, so the traitor is a big time, the Bahim of Bahim, you don't get a block. And if you share the Bahim and you know in advance that there's a selfie, then it may turn out to be a traitor, it may not be a traitor, so there are more things, you should not say the block in advance. And then you should check it, and then see, if it turns out that it's a shade, then you say the bracha l'achalatiyot. You know, normally you have to say, well, the bracha l'achalatiyot, but in this instance, you have to wait till you type the bracha l'achalatiyot, because you have a later chastot you can invent, and it may be a trade. So the halacha is like this, if you check and do a micro speak on a behemo or an oath that's a trade, but the speaker is foul a little bit. So it's a little foul. If you do a speak on an elephant, or on a horse, or on a donkey, or on a mule, the speaker is not foul. You do a speak on an oaf tome. This is not how it works. God is the God.
What if he says
in a speaker and he says it's not? And he says, it's time to get in there. You're not permitted to eat it, but usually if it was that die and that go there, we'd have an Israel after the Lord in there, then we'd have two of them there. But to do a proper speaker like that, what that's a trade for, it will not have an Israel in there. But if you're also about people, they won't have a two of them there. Then Rashi and Chumash says, Chayos Prat L'Treifos, and the part that should tell me that neither of the two items can be a Treifos. Neither the Shkub nor the Meshulachas, because if not for this meal, I would have thought that you can make both of them Treifos. If you use two also two chicken that are both Treifos, you reject one, you send the other one away. I have to reject the Treifos. You just call on a Treifos. You're not interested in eating it anyway. These people have two Treifos also anyway, Rashi. Keep on Shabbatos in the Beres, and the Torah in the Torah on the Bashi Lebanon. So go on with the Treifos. I need a Pasuk to say that neither may be a Treifos, but as far as Tehora, that you're not allowed to use a Mintameh, so for one of them I know already on my own that it can't be a Mintameh. If it's Sipur Ashkut, it cannot be a Mintameh. How are you going to shech an eagle? Sipur is not Kalah an eagle. It's a little possible like that. But Rashi changed the lotion of the first time in Tartly Yof Tomei, not Tartly Yof Tomei, Tartly Yof Tomei. So then he has such a hot shot, the hot come to the first Kohanim, he says otherwise. He gives the whole interpretation, that's very questionable, the rest is questionable. But the first part is very interesting. He says that the people are shkut, I don't need a pasuk to be in a mic, and a nice tummy is not accessible, it's a double pasuk that it's not good. How can you use an up tummy? It's not mitzvah and shkut, it's a double pasuk. What type of agreement is the tibor ha-kohen, the shalchata, shakshukoha, akosha, shriferet, on my time? Who does the shkut over you? Does the shkut have to be done by a kohen? The harakam usera has to be done by a kohen. All kabbalas have to be done by a kohen also, but the agreement is kabbalas, shkut, 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 shkut. What about all the years? You say Shiva Kshay is a guy or not? He says the Shiva HaKoyim. He says the Shiva HaKoyim sounds like he's a supervisor, he's a Magia. Sounds like somebody else is testing him. Maybe the Shiva HaKoyim and another kind chef. So the Torah Kahanin has a Machlokes HaKanaim over here. Whether the Shiva HaShiva HaShiva has to be done back by a coin or it can be done by a guy as well. It can be done by a Nochri. Atman Shitoch is not called a Shita, but does it require that to have coin or not? The Shlomo Lazon that quote, I'm not sure exactly who is from. Quote the Shita, this might sound like Havran Hashad is a lady Yitzchok. And then you respond, is that a lady from Babitcha? I don't know. Quote the Shita, Kessar Hashem. I'm not familiar with all the stories. I'll still look it up. So if there's someone quote the name of his father whose name is a lady Yitzchok, Havran Hashad, maybe it's a Shita here. That the machlokes satanan depends on the machlokes satanan is mishikasam in chulin. There is a machlokes satanan whether yesh shkita lechem hafer or yesh shkita lechem hafer. You know you have to shech the bain. If you don't shech the bain, then it dies a natural death, or you shoot it, or you take a saw and you cut it by the neck. That's no good. You have to open shkita. You have to rule the regulations how to shech properly a bain. What about a chicken? Does a chicken die in natural death? Abad, there's an eastern availer. There's no foolish, you're not allowed to eat an availer, so that's on availer. And this was safe as included. But let's say if I shoot the chicken and it dies, that's also no good. If I let the food, it's also no good. What if I take a saw and I cut it by the neck? I didn't shech properly, but I did something. I did chati chati mani minat shavur, not in accordance with the Ovisrika. I took a knife and I sheched it this way, the wrong way. Or I shefted this way with a knife full of the gimmick, the straw. So that's a machloikis atanayim. One time it says, ain't shkita lois in atayim. What do you mean, ain't shkita lois in atayim? Ain't shkita lois in atayim. The veil is mutter. The place says, no, what is it? There's a din of nidlo seik toho, mitami abeis abliya. The place says, how can you have a din of nidlo seik toho, mitami abeis abliya? If you hold out the time of the ain't shkita lois in atayim. We don't pass like that time, but the Rosh in the last Terek and Yuma quotes the Maharam Wittenberg talking like that. The ain't shkita lois in atayim. Shkita says it's only the Rabbana. According to the Maharam Wittenberg, that's halacha. The person says in Chulun Dachot, how do you ever have the institution of Nidlo says on the Tablet Beis Abliyah? There's no din of Shkita on any other. The person says, no, the Chilas Yimani Ben Ashtavor, everybody agrees, you have to cut the neck. If you shoot the chicken at Rajan Ashtavor, that's a bad, it's going to be an Eastern Abbey. So it's got the mind is, you have to shech the chicken with all the hills of Shkita, Shihiyah, Zosah, Halada, Hazam, or the Yisro. Or no, as long as you cut from the neck, that's good enough. So, Shlomo Levin, the quote from the Binyan Shlomo, from this, Agoyin Atayat of Lady Yitzchak, whatever this is, and he thinks that it's a good shot. He thinks that this Machlokes Satanan is Rishon Tzotzon. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda has a Machlokes with Rebbe in the Gemara, that Shlita lo oizim ben Atayat of the Rabbana, and Kulin and Nozit, now the Dach of Pesh, we won't talk about it a little bit. Machlokes of Yehuda is Shlokish, whether Hav Madhu is not the nose of the Dunga Rabbanim or is the Dunga right of Lachan Hashem Shina. So then he more is, so how do you eat the Melita Chatzot Oyster? So he more says, I was going to be the way with his mother's no hold, and then she could let me out there. Come to me and ask to be also. So the reason I like it, these two Tanoim who argue over here, the Torah Tanoim also argue in the Gemara, where the Shita Lech is Min HaTorah Min HaRabbanim. So this is maybe useful terms that it's with the Tosham. If you hold, the Ein Shita Lech is Min HaTorah. So Shita says this is done, I gain the Chiru. If you're a special Allah, but it has to be that to Shita, so obviously this is a special Tzegah HaAvayda of Taharas HaMetorah. So Taharas HaMetorah has to be done by a Kohen Dafkin. But if you say that Shita life is always not there, that Mechira Simonim is not acceptable, you have to have the obscure Shita. You always need Shita. So then the Shita of the oath is not necessarily Taharat HaMaterah that you did. You can say that the aspect of Taharat HaMaterah is that you have the Zamas people HaShita into the Mayim HaChayim and then you get the Shita HaMashulach. It's into it. You send it everything else. But you can say the Shita. The Shita Tatsipor Hashkuto is a big Shita from Kola Tarakula. It's not specifically part of the Seder of Seder Tarak on the Torah. It seems that this is really a Machlekes Mishri Tosham among the Tanakh. So the Shita Tatsipor Hashkuto of the Tarak on the Torah is part of the Tanakh. It depends on the Yesh Shita Latina Tarak. So based on this quotation that we have from Lady Yitzchak, whoever that is, I don't know if that's Lady Yitzchak, then as the Shlomo was going to add down on his own. This is already highly questionable. The next step. But this is the famous. The next part is that brother, I think the Kulchemda has this also. A few people have talked about this idea. The reason I'm looking at that, I mean, the reason that I found it. That's why if you bring a carbon, let's say, bring a chakra says, I'm not necessarily to meet one of these, but here it says, I'm going to meet this is not done in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, when you bring a chakra says, I'm not necessarily to do Malikya. Malikya has to be done the Gufashol Kohen. You have to do it after with the fingernail. If you do it with a knife, it's no good. But you've done that to the Malikya, that to the special Kohen. But this is not a Beit HaMikdash, it's not a carbon. It's a different thing. The Shita HaShita is Shita. You do literally Shita. Not Malikya and not Mechira. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you got your coin for that. So Shlomo Avoda introduces a new issue. In the Midbar, before they crossed over the Yad and the commentaries in Shul, there's a Machlokes and Kulam that was lined up in between the Rakiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where the Bistar Mechira was Mutter. The Rakiva holds that Bistar Mechira was Mutter. They didn't like the Maharam Mutter passion that if he was to do his confession by all fours, then she could also not tell him, and I said that the fish and wisdom, if he was the money, and I'll stop her, and it's only the Rabban that can inhale from Shkita, so Rabbi Kida is not the thing, and in the Midbar, it was the Yesha Maimon HaShina, there was an issue teaching Zayla, but they didn't have to shech same as Dafka the way we shech. They could take a saw and cut the neck, and the front and the back, and the Chira Simon was sufficient to remove the Yesha Maimon. And the other time I said it, there is no such thing. If there was no Hesna Chirin, then Himba Yod needs to be. But if the Hema school in the Midbar didn't have any requirement for Shkita at all, Mechira Simonim was sufficient, but that's only on Chuvin. But when they brought Karbonis in the Beit HaMidrash, they were saying to Pashita, you could Pashita Mishrach, but Mishrach says to say that they need a Shkita, not Mechira. So then the Shkita was very different from what you would have required if you would have some wanted to slaughter the animal for private purposes. There it would have been sufficient with Mechira Simon. And here, because you bring in the carbon, you need after Shechita. And the Gemara says that the reason why Shechita Kshel Bizar is because Shechita Lava Vaidari. What does that mean, Shechita Lava Vaidari? So one shot in places in the first parakeet in Zerachim there is a different interpretation. One shot is Shechita is not an Avodah, Shechita is always have Shechita. And the Shechita of Tzara Tzarek is also a requirement for Shechita. It seems it's not a special din in Hilchot Avodah HaKarbonah, so that's why Shechita Avodah. So if you are fighting, you come up with this, if you go and you come up with this new Ein Pot. When the Adom and others come up with this new Ein Pot. But in the Midbar, according to the Tana that Mechira Simonim was sufficient, so there never was a din of Shechita for Chulin. So the din of Shechita was only in Kosim, so in the Mikra you would have required a Kohen for Shechita's Korbanos. And the halacha that Shechita lo baya kuhuna, that Korbanos don't need a Kohen to do the Shechita, that was only after they crossed over the Yarden. And then the din was that to eat the Sartaiva, you require Dr. Shechita, and Mechira Simonim is no longer sufficient. But now that you require Shechita for Chulin, now Shechita and Korbanos is no special limit, there's nothing special, it's shared in common with Shechita Chulin. But we can't allow boy, after they cross over the Yarden, Shechita shares with us. And that's why Yeshaya said in the days of Shmuel, they were making a mistake, that Eli insisted, the Gemara Bracha says that Eli had made a mistake, that Eli thought that you need Shechita for Hamas, how Korbanos has to be done by a Kohen. And Shmuel, the little boy, at the age of two, said that he made a mistake. He really made a mistake, and he don't need a coin in there. And Aiden said it's Chayiv Yisrael Ishmael, because my law is my rabbi, and Chamel is feeling that Alanara that is Palosi, that he shouldn't curse him, he shouldn't kill him, even though he did an Adera, my law is my rabbi, he meant well. So the question is, where in the world did they get this idea from, that they should have to have him do the Shechita? So the son of Roma says, this is where it came from. And the Mishnah you also have, the Mishnah in Yuma, that they used to have payasim. Who does which avodah? They said that they had a payas, who does the avodah for Shechita also? Which kind does the avodah for Shechita? So the Me'iliyah son of Mishnah, what do you mean, which kind does the avodah? They should have a payas whoever wants. The Yisraelim should also be included in the payas. So the Me'iliyah suggests that maybe they introduced a chumrah on their own, that Korbanos Dibur should only have the Shechita done by Kohanim. Korbanos Yachid, the Mishnah says in Sochim Adab Samach Gimel, I think, that by the Korbanos, when they brought the Korbanos Sochim, the Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach, so it says everybody shefted his own Korban Pesach. And then the Kohanim did the Kabbalah Shadam. So the Mishnah says, not enough that Shechita shared with us. You see, that was the common practice. But the Mishnah says, yeah, that was the common practice by Korbanos Yachid, but Korbanos people would appear from that Mishnah knew that they were Mahadir to have Dafkir, so they insisted that can have him Kohanim do the Shechita. Why did they introduce such a matter that Kohanim could do the Shechita? The Shlomo Levin is conjecturing things that maybe because in the Midbar it was really needed, because in the Midbar Shechita Chulin wasn't required. Mechira was sufficient. So at that time Shechita's question wasn't avoided. That's the question, is that right? He made that up in thin air, is that right? That the only reason why Shechita lav avodah is because you live in a generation when Shechita is sharing time by building a custom, but if you live in a day of the Midbar and the fear is sufficient, so then Shechita takabonis isn't avodah. The whole thing is hardly questionable, even if you adopt that Shechita in place. But they knew in the days of the Midbar they're going to cross over the Yarden and then there's going to be Shechita behem as Kulim. The whole thing is very questionable. Anyway, that's the way the story goes. That's the way that Shlomo Azuma has this, and Kursham and others go along with that. But in the Midbar, Shechita's Korbanos needed a claim to Ikuva. And then when they crossed over the Yarden, it was a carryover from the earlier days. So a lot of times they would insist on having that claim continue to do the Shechita. We have a din of Kitoti Nechta Shiura. The Gemara says, if you have a Lulav or an Estrik, Shel Ashero, Shel Yir Anidaka, that since the family was slave for, so it's no good for the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah of Lulav has to have a Shiur of Dalav Sofa. The Mitzvah of Estrik has to have also a Shiur. Akhleg is not alone, but Meir Azir about the Shiur, it's the Egger of the Beitza. And whenever you require a Shiur, and the thing is rendered with slave for, because it's Avodah Zorah, because it's Yir Anidaka, the family was slave for, so you say, Kitoti Nechta Shiura. I feel it's the Shiur. Were chopped up into tiny particles. So the Gemara says when you do chalitza, also the shoe, the sound of the chalitza has to have a shear. It doesn't have to have an intrinsic shear, and it has to have a shoe, has to have a shear chalitza called radloi, has to cover up the majority of the foot. The question, how much of the foot is labeled as the foot? You don't say all the way up to the thigh. So the question is, how all the way up to the ankle or below the ankle? That's the question. I'm sorry, I have to feel about that. How much of the bottom of the leg is labeled as a foot. So the shoe, the Shalom Shachalitza has to, in order to be touched, has to be chayta shloz ragloi shel ha-yogam. So the Gemara says in the Mitzvah Shachalitza, what if you have a sandal ha-muzgor? You have a shoe that has saraz begodim. The din of saraz begodim is either a beggar tzem or a beggar tzim, or you can have leather jacket also, leather jacket, you can also have to rock for the building. So what happens if you have a shoe which is made from leather, from an ordinary material? As soon as the khalif, it can only be done with a shoe. It's made from leather of ordinary material. That's such a shoe. And that shoe happens to be a taraz, a sandal that developed in Nebu Taraz. So it can either be a sandal hamuzga or it can be a sandal hamukhlo. First every mitzvah, not every, many of the mitzvah on first stage appear as sandal hamuzga. And then later on, sometimes the claim will be said that it's mukhlo. If it's a taraz beggar that's mukhlo, you have to burn it. If it's a mukhlo, and it's done with the shreifa, then the Gemara says that you'll say kitaytim after shur, but every time the shreifa is kitaytim after shur, so it'll be no good. It'll be no good to do khalif, because the Tzang is for khalif after the shir. Masha'ini saying, if it becomes lamuzgo, so it's not the end of the shreifa yet, but then the Gemara says, you won't say kitaytim after shur. The Yishami, then the Ramah, presents other Amorim who disagree with the godly Amorim. They say that you wouldn't say kitaytim after shur and it's Tzang is for khalif, so why not? And because Mishnah on the side of the Rambam has a pshat. On the side of the Yerushalmi, the Mekorishim quotes, the Tzion and the Yerushalayim, I think, quotes this person. So you have to go look in the Rambam to see. On the side of the Yerushalmi, they quote it. That the only time you say Kutaytri Master Shura is if the Shura is in Sin to Dina Chester. A Lulav has to have Dalit Sokham. And actually, has to have a Shura either to Eger or to Dosham. But the Talmud Shachalitza doesn't have any intrinsic Shura to it. The Shura is that it should be faithful to Ezra Adler. So even if you say that Kutaytri Master Shura of kind rights in the Sefer, it doesn't mean that it's Kenisha Eino. It's Kenisha Yeshno, if you're like a Shimon who holds Kol Hamad Yisrael to serve on a... That's a different cheaper, so that it's Kenisha Eino. So even if the thing doesn't need a Shura, I'll still say Kenisha Eino. But we don't pass like a Shimon, I'll be passing. We pass like a Chachamim, but you don't say Kol Hamad Yisrael to serve on me. The Talmud that I say Kutaytri Master Shura, even if the thing is Kenisha Yeshno, it is the Halacha considers that it's here, it's here and it's here. But it is here, but it doesn't have the hashiva for having a shir. But kind of, I can say that that's only if the shir is needed, because the chetza has to have a shir. But what if the shir is needed in order that this chetza should lock up an area? The area has a shir. But you have a mechitza. Mechitza has to be 10 tochim tall. But kind says the mechitza is not lock a mechitza for Shabbos has to be 10 tochim tall. The din is that the mokum has to be mukas mechitza. The mokum is labeled as part of that same mokum up to the height of 10 tochim. That the mechitza will be made from the Suri Hamor, that the end of the Sefer, let's say, for a service, where he does have a time shows in the Rambam, based on the Gemara Yibon, in the area about 10 days, but you won't see the person after Shur again. But it was Mishnah Pinus, that that's the Pshat, and not opinion in the Rishami, that you don't apply to the person after Shur, to the Tam of Shachalitza, because it doesn't require in a Shur, it doesn't require a Shur in the intrinsic text of the Tam, the Shur is required, that if you do chaytas, there's rab l'shel ha-yodnum. But that's okay. A lot of Achayim say this. It's the chemicals, Achayim who discussed shemen in their chanukah. So you have to have a shear, you might say. You have to have so much shemen from their chanukah that it should burn for half an hour. So what if you have shemen of tumas meyam? And you have some kind of a shemen that says that shemen shall have a dessert. A shemen shall eat an idaka. So it's a shemen that it's great for. So would you say that shaman is to place him after shura, so it doesn't have the shia? So the Gemara says, that's not the shia, that it should burn for half an hour. So the Shechemic quotes a lot of time and say that that's a joke. What do you mean it doesn't have the shia? If you burn it, is it going to burn for half an hour? No, of course it's going to burn for half an hour. The true, it doesn't have the shiva of having a shia, that's only if you need a shia, an intrinsic shia, and the chet for the shaman. But here, if you were to have a drop of shaman that has the ability to burn for half an hour, it would also be good. So the Kutaytri Nefesh Shem makes it considered like it's a drop. Kutaytri Nefesh means it's treated as if it were chopped up. Kutaytri Nefesh is like the Kutaytri Nechaz and Achoshu. The Kutaytri means it's chopped on the up. But the Shem is always chopped up. What about if you have a lulav that's chopped up in tiny particles, no good, even if it's glued together. If you have an essence that's chopped up is no good. If you have a mechitza that's chopped up, Rav Chaim says it is good. What about if it comes up in the tiny particles, but still? It's to the height of 10 shochim, it's marked the area, so that's okay. If you have a sandal for chalitza, if you have, let's say, the shemen for nechanike, even if you treat it as it is chopped up, so what? All shemen consists of tiny particles, little drops, as long as it condenses for half an hour. So that's because the Mishnah claims is the Shita Kayyushami, that you don't apply kutaytri nechta shiura to a sandal for chalitza. If the sandal for chalitza would be chopped up and then you glue it together, the sandal would be no good. Someone has to be that to one piece. But he says, since the shear is not required in the chetz of the shoe, if the shear vis-a-vis the foot of the yogam, Today you don't apply to Tosin Ephesia. The Gemara suggests a different, probably suggests a different time why you might possibly argue the point and say that even if you use a sandal hamukla for the purpose of Khalifa, that it should be good because it says, it's a rapid habegah. It says in the Chumash that when you have a beggar hamanuga and it's declared as a mukla, that says it's a rapid habegah. The Gemara is talking, it says it's a rapid habegah. The beggar is later. But the facing that should no longer maintain status of beggar. Back in the Chumash register of the Shat beggar. You see that the Chumash declares that a beggar after the Shat beggar also has a shame beggar. So the Mark is Memela, you can say that who has the name of the Gabi Khalid, that you could derive from the cost of the Shat beggar, that if you don't take the person after you. But then the Gemara says they don't think they have a right to be right because they can be too much like happiness. That's the best quality. The Gemara in the end of the parables, Khalifa says, we can be too much like happiness. All these people in the prostitutes are about the move of similar talents considered the same beggar. And maintains its identity as a beggar, then I don't apply to social message to you. The Gemara says, we must show you say, you look at Kula, the Machin can beg it into your house and say they will do the Tani Ba'oha. If they read the Kula, the Kula only applies if it's one unit. And who for 2 nights say, if I have one beggar, I feel really rest of even if it's a Muslim, and maintain the same beggar. But if you want to be right from Hilchos Tumas Taras, to Hilchos Chalitza, that's ready the area of Yisra Dehesh, so then it must be Yisra Mitzumah Le'afina. Just like Yisra says in Brochus, that Mamana means Tumah Le'afina, so also Yisra says over here, that Yisra Mitzumah Le'afina. Yisra says that there are three different areas of Halacha. There's Yisra, there's Mamana, and there's Tumah Le'afina. And within each area, Menayu Bay, everything fits into a system. So you can learn Dinachat Mechavera. But you cannot learn Dinachat Mechavera from one area to the other. So Yisra says Yisra Mitzumah Le'afina, or just Yisra Mitzumah Le'afina. So Yisra says in Brochus, of course, and at the end of the first part, you don't see. Another place you know has that the money being still a lot of things. That Mammon is one area of Halacha, and each of the heads is another area, and some of the power is a third area. The Gomer don't comment, and the Devis of Yohan Kunish, the Tosik says in Zorn, he told him for double Amishtam, and Dam la Dam, and Dim la Dim, and Negel la Nega, so they quote in the name of the Gomer Zorn, they I think it was written by the Talmidim, the Devis of Yohan Kunish. The Gomer Khan, Kunila Hakar, the Kol Gimel Selke Ha Halacha. The Dam la Dam is into the heads. So Negel la Nega is from the Tara. The Dim la Dim is Mamona. And these are the three areas of Halacha. Everything every halacha either fits into the one category of mamayna, or the Imran Mahavera lingered as mamayna, or fits into the category of Kuna Vitaya, or fits into the category of each of the Hetam. And Ayyubay, all the dinim in each one area of halacha have to fit into a pattern. But there's no one pattern for the two areas of halacha, for all three together. Each one has its own set of time. Some of the Gemara has in the state in the Din and Shlomo a discussion of the Din of the Zikos from the Zebra. What's the Din of the Zebra Zedola? Zebra Zedola, she has 3 years and 3 consecutive days between the Yudal and the Midian and Midian. So then she requires Shivan Sin. When does she become the Zebra Zedola? The third year makes her into the Zebra Zedola. Or I say no, if you have 3 years and 3 consecutive days, I label them as one long Hemshech of the year. It's the usual years are within days of each other. So one day, next day, hopefully I'm sure she asked that first label is one long Riyah, and the Riyah from the very beginning made it into a Zavad Zerah. You might not come in, the same thing. You might not come in from the great Anim, from the great Ahed. So he quotes from the Pirush Arayin and Pirush Tehanim, who says the following Pirush Mitzvah, it says in the Chumash that a Boyal Nizah becomes Tamer. The Tehim is also Olof. But the man is Boyal Nizah, he becomes Tamer for 7 days. Even if he's Boyal Nizah on the seventh day, the Gemara says, Dyson says in Gemara Nida, maybe Yochel Yalal Aragla, maybe he should say that since he was brought home on the seventh day, he's only coming for 1 day, he was brought home on the sixth day, he should be coming for 2 days, he should be coming for 7 days. Tama Lema Nata, he is also Allah, whenever he's brought her. If she's a Nida, he becomes Tamei for 7 days. So what's the law of somebody's brought is Rabba Tatana? The Rabba Tatana is only Tamei for 1 day, Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. So you say that the brought is Rabba Tatana is Tamei for 7 days? That's a dinner, Baal Nida, Baal Zabba, Baal Zabba Khan, it's Tomei for 7 days. Everything, no. Whatever shame Hatumah she has, that's what falls onto the boil. But she's only a zavak tano. How can you say that the girl zavak tano is going to be tamei for 7 days if the zavak tano herself is only tamei for 1 day? You can't say that his degree of tumi exceeds her degree of tumi. So the minhag kirch raises the shaila, and he thinks on his own that it's 7 days. That even a girl zavak tano tamei for 7 days. But Shlomo is only close by minhag kirch. He says that the Raivin, I think he said that his brother showed him the Raivin in Teres Kanim, where it says that it's not so. That if a man is boiled with Zavak Tani, he's only telling me 1 day. If a man is boiled with Zavak Tani, he's telling me for 7 days. But the Raivin writes the following Chidi, if a man is boiled, the woman has Yirah Shem Shemei Nidil and Nidil. So the woman has a Riyah Zan today, but she just became a Zavak Tani. The man is boiled, the Zavak Tani becomes Tami, Yom, tomorrow's Yom Kenevi Yom, he becomes also Tami, Yom Kenevi Yom, Tami for tomorrow. And then, he stays away from the Zavak Tani. Then the Zavak Tani has a second year tomorrow on Friday, and a third year the day after on Shabbos, and the Zavak Tani has a few Tami as well to graduate. He became the Zavak Tani. But the right is right, even though this man was boiled out in between the first year and the second year, but since he continues on to have a second and a third year, she becomes the glowing Muslim affair that she was a Zavad Gaila starting from day number one, and the man was born a Zavad Gaila. He wasn't born a Zavad Gaila. The Chiddush Nicholas. The Rabbi has two Chiddushim that really have no Befeirish and Rapha any of them. Number one, that a Bel Zavad Tano is only Tomei 1 day, not like the Min Hatsina, but he's Tomei for 7 days. And secondly, that when the woman becomes a Zavad Gaila, I say it will be a glowing Muslim affair, she'll become a Zavad Gaila from the first year. Why? The first of Pshat is, why should he come from the first year? It doesn't make sense. He comes retroactively as a loan. Some of the Pshat is that if you have a Riyah the second day and the third consecutive day, and so it's all one long Riyah that spread out over 3 days, and that Riyah was Netameher. Netameher, from the time the Riyah began, if it doesn't continue on to be 3 days in a row, there is only a Riyah of Zavak Tana. If it continues to spread through 3 days, it's a Riyah of Zavak Gadol. It's interesting, this notion of the rises explains the Rashi in Nida that the Rishonim discussed. The thing is that a Riyah Nida is only the time of the woman if the Riyah came with Hagosha. What if the Riyah came without Hagosha, then it's not becoming. What if the woman has to become, she's interested in becoming the Zavad Berma? If she has three Riyahs on three consecutive days, and let's say one or two of the Riyahs, one Riyah had Hagosha and the other two Riyahs didn't have Hagosha. But they should become only a real without Hagosha is only the Tami Hamid de Rabbanan. So the Chayish Yitzchak, so the Rishonim always agree with Rashi, that woman can never become a Zavad Gaila in Aser. Rashi says not so. If one of the three Riyas had a Hagosha, you know the other two, whether the first or the second or the third, as long as any one of the three had a Hagosha, so then she qualifies to become a Zavad Gaila. How can it be? So the Chayish Yitzchak, like this rises, that the three Riyas are not really three Riyas on three consecutive days. It's one long year in the Moshechus that extends for 3 days. If it's a little bit on 1 day, the next day is one long year. So that one year, you don't have to have three Hagoshas in 1 year. As long as you have Hagosha, either the beginning and the middle or the end. So the whole year is labeled as a year of the Hagosha. The whole year is labeled as a year of the Hagosha. But perhaps that's Jesus Rashi. The Rashi says that you don't need that all three years that create her status as a Zelig Zelig have to have Hagosha. As long as any one of them had a Hagosha, that would that the make it into a Zavad Gaila. The reason is that the Mitzvah has to segregate Mitzvah Machana and Moshova, has to say Mitzvah Machana, which Machana? So the Mitzvah is saying, Kaelin, not only Chutz L'Azorah has to be Chutz L'Yerushalayim, and not only Chutz L'Chol Ha'ir, L'Yerushalayim has to say Chutz L'Yerush on the Prophet's Kaelin in order to assure the moon. The reason Machlekes in the Rishonim, it's in the Torah, Yichnas to Yerushalayim, he'll be later. Lo yavo asar ha-machna. It says in Chumash Bamidbar, beginning of Bamidbar, lo yavo asar ha-machna. That's a law, whether that law is limited to the Torah, Yichnas to Yerushalayim, or that's how the Raman says, oh no, they're going to grant this to Jews, they're going to return a whole lot of Jews. They don't have that law, that is that that all our Yerush HaMakov is claiming are considered machna. Not only in Israel, the Raman holds so that Yeshua Mechushma Machana Moshova is an Iteresa if he enters any by Yerushan Kabbos Kaim and Meshur Shudimun. Only if he enters Yerushalayim then he violates the law of Leyo Rosh Ha Machana with the Rit Bi Hei Haidiyah, Bi Machana. And the Zom Adon, following the Yerushan says it's not true, that all of Yerushan Kabbos Kaim are included in the Ha Machana also, there's both a law and an answer. That's what you say we're saying. What about an egg in Hamanudra? It says if you have a body in Hamanudra, you have to be made to the healthy servant on the Chut Goliath. What kind of an ear is that? So the Rashi and the Shmai point out that that's not necessarily an ear Hamukat Kohen where to show the nose. It doesn't say anywhere. It just says it literally any city in American Kohen. Any city in America, even though Dinah in the Kohen. Well, Dinah Sarah, God and Dinah Sarah, God and Dinah Sarah, let's say you have, if you have an Evan Hamukat, you will tell of you. You have to take it out to Echol, you can't take it to the Chomo. You can't take it into another city, you have to say, you could clear. Don't you have it in the Chut Goliath, you have to take it outside of that city, you're not allowed to take it into any city in Israel, not only a city that's Mukhav somewhere to Shulman, not allowed to take it into any city. What about to take it into New York and put it in a museum? That's okay. The city of New York is a Muslim city, for example, the law city. Only the cities in Israel have more Kedusha. It's interesting, the city, it's not listed in the Esther Kedusha. The Esther Kedusha says that Israel has Kedusha, which you don't have in Chut Goliath. And Ayoratam Kedusha doesn't have Kedusha. And then Yerushalayim has Kedusha. It doesn't say all the cities in Israel have Kedusha. Either there is a din, there is a din that it does have Kedusha. Apparently there's a different din of Kedusha. And Nachum Zev explains that the Mishnah and Esther Kedusha is only in this world, the 10 levels of Kedusha are Hamikdash. So by your time, so the point of Esther Shulman Nuhun have a certain level of Kedusha Hamikdash to them. But apparently this din, that all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so it's not like it's not Kedusha Hamikdash. I don't know. The different din of the Kedusha Torah, it's the higher level of Kedusha Torah. I don't know. It's not enough to think of Kedusha Hamikdash. It's very, maybe. But there is such a din. The din they write. There is a Mishnah, there is a Mishnah in the end of Zlochem that says, this man had their bombers. Man has a bummer, it says that Kochi Kochi Marachol and Chol Ore Yisrael. Kochi Kochi Marachol is the Chol Ore Yisrael. What kind of a lesson is that the Chol Ore Yisrael? I mean, we only have a bummer in Eretz Yisrael. And we show the Torah Palladi, the Mechutu says, in the beginning of the very first Mechutu, and Chol Yishmai says, before they crossed over the Yarden, they had to bombers all over the world. If they crossed over the Yarden, they had to bombers to restrict the gas to terrorism. No longer had to bombers in 6 months. And when they had to bombers in Eretz Yisrael, was it only in the cities or was it even in the farms and the fields? So I said, Rashi said, no, it was Sabbath, and 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 Rashi said, no, it but if you say like that, he just said, no, he didn't know whether it was, the Rav wasn't sure whether he could agree. He just said, oh, that's what his father said. But the Imam Shah would appear not so. The Imam Shah would have said, not so, and Achel is Bukhom and Shabbat. The Imam said, there's a marriage, but when there was a Hesha Bomber, and there was a Hesha Bomber, and they didn't know the people, and he didn't know there was a Bomber there, but there was a Bomber Khan, there was a Hesha Bomber, he said, Kachi Kachi Nacholim, Kachi Kachi Nacholim, the Chol Meshavet. If it's only Nechal, the Chol Ore Yisrael, not the rest of Eretz Yisrael, only in the cities, not on the farm. So how is that called? Nechalus, the Chol Meshavet? If it's only restricted back to the cities? I don't know, if you say like that, you say also that there's a Yichud to the cities over the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Gabi Korbonu, then it should be listed in the ethnic edition. But Hayarish of Eretz Yisrael, at a higher level of Kedusha Hamikdash. I've heard our character said before that all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level. If you live in a city, as opposed to living in a farm, and if you good, it has a higher level of Kedusha. You're living in a place that has a higher level of Kedusha, but not a higher level of Kedusha Hamikdash.